the Policy Department of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea issued a statement under the title, "The United States should make a serious apology to humanity for its evil conduct before slandering others groundlessly." The statement said, "A curious news of what has recently happened in the heart of the United States, notorious as a den of injustice, is rapidly spreading to the whole world. It is said that the largest U.S. film studio, Sony Pictures, was faced with a surprisingly sophisticated, destructive and overbearing cyber warfare enough to suffer damages of large quantities of property and fund and fall into a bottomlessly miserable plight. It had a scheme to make and spread an impure reactionary film, The Interview, agitating even terrorism while daring to speak ill of the dignity of our supreme leadership. Now, in the United States, too, people describe it as a shame of the Sony Pictures, a sad thing brought by the United States, the Sony Pictures surrendered to hackers, and an unprecedented miserable plight of the United States of America. It is said that those who gave a stern punishment of justice are cyber experts professing themselves to be defenders of peace. Having felt a great fear and threat from their merciless hacking attack on the act of injustice, a great number of film and drama companies in 41 states of the United States, Canada, and other North American countries immediately cancelled the screening of the reactionary film, and the Sony Pictures, which directly led the production and spread of the film, hurriedly made public a statement that it would stop screening the impure film planned to be screened in 63 countries of the world on December the 25th. The National Defense Commission of the DPRK highly appreciates the righteous action done by those defenders of peace, though it cannot know about their address and residence. The Commission also thinks it fortunate that the film and drama companies, though belatedly, made a bold decision to stop screening the reactionary film, and the Sony Pictures took measures to give up the total spread of the impure film under the strong pressure. This is an official stand of our army and people toward the recent incident that happened in the heart of the United States. We take such stand because the film, The Interview, is an impure reactionary film which justifies and incites terrorism not to be allowed in any country and in any region, and its content is also run through with the agitation of vicious and despicable tricks of assassinating the leader of a legitimate sovereign state. Even the American political and public circles say it is quite wrong to insult the state leader of the country, no matter how different it may be from the United States in politics and whatever hostile relations it may be with it. And accordingly, the United States has suffered the due misfortune and paid the price for it. What's more, we highly appreciate the action of the defenders of peace all the more, as it is a just action which prevented a vicious cycle of retaliation producing terrorism by terrorism. It is quite natural for the film and drama companies, which should lead morality and civilization, not to be engaged in dishonest things contrary to their noble missions. What matters is that the United States and its followers groundlessly say as if the recent cyber warfare was done by us. On December 19th, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation announced the so-called result of investigation on the Sony Pictures hacking incident. The result proves that the damages are extraordinarily ghastly. We must say that it is a due price invited by the unjust act, the evil conduct to harm others. The United States issued an alleged statement that we let it pay for such price. It should not do such a wrongdoing of slandering others, no matter how ghastly and disgraceful its damages may be. Now the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is raising a so-called result of technical analysis of hacking program used by the defenders of peace in the recent attack as a reason why the tragic situation was created by us. According to it, it has been revealed that a vicious code made an access to the well-known IP of North Korea several times. They also regard it as an act done by the North that the hacking methods applied to the March 20th hacking incident and the cyber warfare on several internet networks, including media, that happened in South Korea in recent years, are similar to the recent hacking attack on the Sony Pictures. They also added that especially the vicious code and algorithm used for the current attack are similar to those used during the hacking attack on South Korea. Presenting the fourth reason, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation vaguely says it cannot prove more fully because of the protection of the source of sensitive information, as it seems to think it has something imperfect and insufficient. After all, it admitted that the story about the act done by the North is nothing but an unreal assertion rather than a scientific evidence. It is a common sense that the tricks of the cyber warfare are almost similar in the world. Various hacking programs and codes are prevalent in the cyber warfare. Even the wise U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation cannot but recognize that if somebody had used the hacking program and code of the United States and applied a directive or encoding method pursuant to them, it would have been impossible to conclude that the hacking attack was done by the United States. Moreover, we have never attempted or conducted hacking attack on South Korea, where our fellow countrymen are living. As for the hacking attack which is said to have been done by us, it was a jargon and plot made by the South Korean puppets. In the long run, it shows that all the grounds made public by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation are based on the unclear scientific and technological informations and invented jargon, and accordingly, the statement of the Bureau itself is only another new fabrication. This is our view on the Brigandage Act of the United States, which slandered us. The seriousness of the matter lies in the fact that even the U.S. President Obama is making the story about the act done by the North concerning the Sony Pictures incident a fait accompli, and acting rashly, talking about proportional correspondence, strict calculation, and more retaliatory sanctions. It is as good as beating the air after they were beaten by somebody. Anyone who committed a crime should not yell but be punished. As they have been paid for their evil conduct, it would be good for them to deeply reflect on it and draw a due lesson. We have a clear reason that the U.S. administration was deeply involved in the production of the impure reactionary film. It is said that the film, directly slandering the dignity of our supreme leadership and inciting terrorism, was conceived and made according to the guideline of the U.S. authorities, who blare that it would be used for propaganda against North Korea. Worse still, the Human Rights Special Envoy of the U.S. Department of State said to the filmmakers that it is necessary to torment the North Korean government and called for giving vivid pictures of insulting the dignity of our supreme leadership. It clearly shows that the United States is the mastermind of terrorism, which is loudly talking about the prevention of terrorism in all parts of the world, but behind the scenes, making films inciting terrorism and scheming to spread them to many countries of the world. It is no exaggeration to say that the mastermind of the current incident is none other than the U.S. administration and President Obama conducting state affairs of the United States. Is it possible to cover up the evil conduct as Obama goes against justice and tries to make falsehood truth in the bright world? So we have considered the act done by defenders of peace to prevent terrorism and defend justice to be praiseworthy with unusual feelings. Of course, we do not know where they are and what they do as yet, but we want to make clear that they are our supporters and sympathizers. The Korean army and people aspiring after justice and truth and treasuring conscience have tens of millions of well-known and unsung supporters and sympathizers who have turned out in the sacred war against terrorism and the U.S. imperialists, the chieftain of aggression, seen or unseen, for accomplishing the just cause like them. Obama's declaration of proportional correspondence to us is nothing but a disgusting act. Of course, it is not necessary to guess what it is like, but our army and people will not be frightened by it. we have already been ready for the unprecedented tough counteraction. It will be a greater miscalculation if they think the target of the counteraction is a film studio. Our target is all strongholds of U.S. imperialism, which left all the Korean nation the grudge which is indelible for all ages. To destroy the strongholds, our army and people are fully ready to confront the United States in all levers of war, including the cyber warfare. Our tough counteraction will be dynamically conducted against the White House, the Pentagon, and the whole of the U.S. mainland, the stronghold of terrorism, transcending the proportional correspondence declared by Obama. This is the invariable tough stand of the Korean army and people. Now, in the U.S. mainland and other parts of the world, such just fighters as defenders of peace have turned out in the anti-U.S. cooperation, anti-U.S. sacred war to defend justice and conscience of humanity and dismember the United States, the source of all vices and ringleader of injustice, and forging the sharp bayonets. The just struggle to be waged on a worldwide scale will register achievements much greater than the hacking attack on the Sony Pictures. It is the truth and inevitability of the developing history that justice vanquishes injustice. Whoever challenges justice, siding with the brigand United States with a lot of crimes, will face a merciless punishment in the anti-U.S. cooperation, anti-U.S. sacred war. The United States should reflect on its evil conduct first, which brought the miserable misfortune upon itself, and make an apology to the Korean people and the world humanity, and refrain from slandering others groundlessly. Pyongyang, December 21st, Juche 103 or 2014.